Today, Be'ezer Hashem, we learn Daf Lamed Vav Masecht B'Sachem. Some of the topics we learn about include: the Daf starts with a Machlekes Tanoim about which halachas we derive from the term Lechem Ayni. This leads us into a brief discussion of making Melechig bread. Next, the Gemara discusses why we cannot use lukewarm water for making matzah, but can use lukewarm water for making the Karbanos Mincha that also must not be chametz. This leads into a discussion of Lesisa, soaking the kernels, and when it is mutter and aser to do so. The Gemara discusses how we know that matzah cannot be made from bikurim, and the difference between bikurim and maaser sheni. In this context, we also discuss whether an oinin may eat bikurim. The Daf concludes with additional halachas that we learn from the phrase lechem oini. Some of the key terms and concepts we learn about in today's Daf include: lechem oini are the words the Torah uses to describe matzah. One of the halachas derived from this phrase is that matzah should be eaten in a way that is not enriched. This includes the idea that extra sweeteners and other ingredients should not be used in making matzah. Lesisa is the soaking of the kernels of grain, which helps in making a higher quality flour, but also increases the risk of the flour becoming chametz. Mekmitzah ve'eilech mitzvahs kohuna. The kohen must do all of the avodas of the korban mincha, starting with kemitzah, taking 3 fingers full of flour and oil, but all the earlier stages like sifting, grinding, and mixing can be done even by Yisrael. Bikurim are the first fruits of the Shivas HaMinim that Eretz Yisrael is praised with and is brought to the Beis HaMikdash to be given to Kehanim to be eaten in Yerushalayim.